So the question is, did the concept of inalienable rights fail in America because it was given a mystical Christian foundation? Now, that is certainly part of it. The idea of inalienable rights, as the founders understood it, was a concept based in natural rights theory, which was grounded in religion and the idea that God granted you these rights. So there was no, more importantly, there was no understanding of what it was about human nature, what it was about human nature that required the concept of rights, because there was no concept of an individualistic, rational, self-interested morality, and then linking that morality to the idea of reason and man's mind, and the idea that coercion is the enemy of man's mind, and therefore coercion needs to be eliminated from human society. When we're in a society, there must be no coercion. And that's what rights are for, right? That whole sequence is Ayn Rand's sequence. It just didn't exist at the time. So there was no positive, clear, logical conception of rights that led from the idea of reason through morality to inalienable rights. There was an attempt to skip over all that by using God. So I think the founders and the intellectuals of the Enlightenment understood the concept of right, understood the idea that coercion needs to be extracted for human from human relationships, that you had a right to your life and to your property, but they didn't understand fully where that came from, so they used mysticism and Christianity to do it. So when rights came under attack in the 19th century, really in very quickly after the founding of this country in the early to mid 19th century, the ideas of rights came under attack by the utilitarians in England, by the German philosophers. There was really no defense for them. Nobody could actually articulate the case. And the only thing they could do, or the only thing some of them did, was refer to religion or to mysticism. And of course, that didn't stand muster in the face of philosophy. And then philosophy won out. And what happened is by the late 19th century, rights had been completely co-opted by the left, by utilitarian philosophers or other philosophers, and basically emptied from all content. And rights became something that the founders and the men of the Enlightenment never meant them to be. And of course, they were turned into what today people talk about as positive rights. You have a right to a job, and you have a right to food, and you have a right to peace, and all these other things. So it was the lack of an ability to have a rational, philosophical defense of rights that really led to the failure of the individual rights doctrine in the 19th century.